نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing on the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are basing our discussions on various sermons of Imam Ali alayhi salam to seek inspiration in trying to construe, to decipher the various basic principles that make up this charter. And one of the important discussions that is there is regarding the history of the communities before the coming of Islam, and what Islam did to awaken those slumbering and sleeping communities. Amongst the sermons that is very, you can say, important and relevant to this subject is a sermon number 87, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the situations of the previous communities in depth. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam in the sermon says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to the community after a long period of slumber and deep sleep. وَطُولِ هَجْعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأُمَمِ. After the communities had slept in a deep slumber for a very long period of time. Now the question that we had is that what was this slumber? What was this sleep? And what are the signs of this sleep? So that we see that are the communities today also facing the same problem? And can we have a solution for that?
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we say that this sleep is not material regression or material problems and difficulties, because at the time of the Prophet, the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire were full throttle going towards their perfections and greatness and material grandeur. So this was something else. Rather, they were asleep, because one of the signs of a deep slumber of the community is that the communities are estranged from their actual and final purpose of life and their destination. This is the actual reason why they slumber. This is the key element that is a cause of their sleep. So a community that is not aware of its actual enemy, which is that ignorance that it has, or rather those people who are trying to remove their freedoms, those freedoms that allow them to grow in the real sense, those are the communities that are asleep. Those communities that are not aware of their enemies, the true enemies. Those communities that, you know, do not care about who controls them and how they control them, right? Those communities that cannot define their future, that cannot defend themselves in the real sense. These are the communities that are dead, rather they are asleep, because they are not ready to think about their actual purpose in life. You see, those communities that lived in those times in the Persian Empire and the Roman Empire, they were under the yoke of heavy-handed rulers and leaders. And if you look carefully into the societies, in terms of cultural progress, in terms of intellectual progress, in terms of, you can say, human values and cultural values, those communities were very weak. Both the Persian and the Roman Empire were very weak. There was so much oppression happening. The family structures were wrecked. The educational systems, the way, the culture of the people, the greeting, the interactions, they were all very weak. And therefore, there was a clear sign that the communities are asleep.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
One of the signs of this slumber was that you can see the amount of efforts that, for example, a certain empire would place in building a house or a simple house of a king. You could see the amount of intricacy and detail that they would put, for example, in one piece of furniture, right? Well, you can argue that that is a work of art, which is wonderful, it's all on sense. But the question is that, is that work of art, is that the only reason why someone would spend their efforts in life just to produce one piece of art? Which is very good if a person can do that. In its own sense, if it has value, if it causes progress and it causes a kind of an awakening in the people and makes them feel for a certain thing or a certain value, that is very good if someone can use their abilities. But you can see the amount of efforts that they were being placed in very small things, while the same efforts would be placed in higher and more lofty issues, you would see progress in the community. And why would people then spend so much of their efforts and innovation in small material things? It's because they were not shown the way. They were not aware of where they could actually place those efforts, that infinite realm in which they could actually express their innovation in the society, in creating changes in the society, in bringing up the society, in elevating the communities. If all those efforts would have been placed on those directions, then the culture would have been different, the progress would have been different. But we see that the efforts and the direction in which these communities were taken into, they were forced to apply all their potentials in simple, you know, minuscule material issues that had no real and correct value. So these are signs of slumber. Signs of slumber is when communities are unaware of their actual purpose and when communities are not struggling in those directions, and therefore they kind of dwindle and plummet from humanity and fall into the abyss of destruction and corruption and oppression. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He protects us from these maladies and gives us the opportunity to go higher. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
هو
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه